escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I hear Drake May is absolutely wonderful so far also. Again, it's early. These might not be surprises, but when you get year two leaps, it means they spent the offseason working. And they spent, this is the Pop Douglas here. I'm telling you. The juice out of Patriots camp right now about Drake May is very real, and they'll bring it down because it's back to that old school style. It's Vrabel, it's McDaniels, it's a lot of those guys, and they're not going to pump up their quarterback. But Drake May came ready to play. Drake May came ready to work, and I would just say don't be shocked if we see a year two giant leap from Drake May.
That's Pete Schrager, who said you just dismiss interceptions, so obviously it'll be a great year, too. Anybody who just dismisses interceptions for quarterbacks, especially those who tend to throw a bunch of interceptions as a rookie, it's easy to make them sound good. Pete Schrager, I'd also ask you, where's the juice coming from? That was an interesting comment, because I assume like he's just talking about the juice of reporters, people saying Drake May looks good,
yeah.
Reporters writing that he only missed two passes in a practice, blah, blah, blah.
The people who are tweeting the positives out of training camp.
Yeah, which is fine.
Sure.
I mean, the stats need to be taken with a grain of salt, because there's always that, well, he was going to be sacked on that play, or, you know, the Pop Douglas play that I loved from the other day.
Yeah.
Loved.
Sure.
Not a sustainable part of the Patriots offense.
Of course not.
If you decide you're going to win games by Drake May rolling right, back foot, throwing 50 yards down air to Pop Douglas, then this is like a three-win football team again.
Yeah, he was top five in the league in terms of like number of times that he scrambled last year, and they had one of the worst offenses in football.
They're going to be good if they can, I don't know, run a screen pass to Travion Henderson and he picks up 14 yards. And then they can come back with a slant to Stephon Diggs. And today it doesn't go through his hands, but he catches it. Or Kyle Williams runs one of those little 8-yard turnarounds and he catches it.
Right.
That's where they're going to be good.
And then just the quarterback delivers the ball to his team instead of the other team.
Correct.
Right. And because the offensive line gave him time to properly go through his progression to make the throw.
What kind of juice you squeeze in Pete Schrager on the offensive line? What have you heard about Morgan Moses? Because I don't know what you've heard. I can only tell you what I've seen. And I've seen an old, slow guy who's getting beat like a rented mule by people named Harold Landry and Le'Veon Chase on the quarterback.
Yeah, juice goes pretty easily through a sieve, right? Because that's kind of what I've heard you're watching so far.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. It's concerning.
So,
and today,
so that continues to meet the eye test.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Today at right tackle, Morgan Moses and Demontre Jacobs. You can say who, or you can say, no, I know who that is and I don't like him. There's no liking that guy. You either don't know who he is or you don't think he's very good. Those are the two options.
Yeah.
The offensive line does not look good. Will Campbell is a work in progress. I've seen good and bad from him. You'll see some clips out there one-on-one with Keon White doing this, doing that. I've seen some blown assignments where it seemed like he didn't know, or maybe it was the quarterback that screwed up the protection. Whatever.
Yeah.
Guys kind of coming untouched. Different things. I still have strong hopes that Will Campbell can be good. I'm real close to saying Morgan Moses is just old and not very good anymore.
You know, it kind of seems like they're starting to do that as well. You look at the way that the first and second team rotations are playing out these first few weeks, and I know we're 5 days into this, so do with it what you will.
One day of pads, too.
Right, exactly. But Jared Wilson has now taken reps at all three interior spots, so that's a guy who's already working his way into it. And I saw that Marcus Bryant, this kid that they took in the seventh round,
is also looked up his name, because in my head I said, who is the 52 guy that was at left tackle?
Yeah.
And Marcus Bryant.
Yeah, I saw that. He's already working his way in more so than guys that have considerably more snaps than him at the NFL level.
You don't want to hear this, Patriots fans, but you need to hope that Vidarian Lowe gets healthy, because Vidarian Lowe is going to play for this football team. And I know you hate him, and I know he stunk, and he was this, and he was penalties, and he was that, and he was getting beat, and all those things.
Yeah.
This offensive line is a major, major concern. Oh, Jared Wilson? Everybody's in love with Jared Wilson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The only problem with Jared Wilson is sometimes, or pretty much every practice when he's at center, the ball ends up on the ground. It doesn't end up where the quarterback needs it, which would be in the quarterback's hands.
Okay, so maybe him taking snaps at all three spots in the interior isn't because they think he's versatile. They just think he may not be a center.
There could be some truth to that.
So you have a left tackle who might not be a left tackle and could be a left guard, and a center who may not be a center and could be a guard.
And a right tackle who maybe should be looking into coaching and becoming an offensive line coach, because he can mentor Will Campbell more than he can block Harold Landry and Le'Veon Chase on. This offensive line is somehow as much a concern to me, or more so than it's been in recent years. It really is. Like,
wow.
I don't be, and I think some of it is because of the investment and the hope. You use the fourth pick in the draft. You got to hit one of these someday. And if we remember, we had all these hopes along the way. Ronnie Stanley, they offered him a contract. Or all these other various high-priced offensive linemen they offered contracts to. Come to find out, they don't get any of them. Which I don't know if then that forced them into taking Will Campbell. You know, if they draft Ronnie Stanley, like, let's do a little revisionist. I mean, if they sign Ronnie Stanley, they're not taking Will Campbell at four overall.
I certainly don't think so.
They're going in a different direction. And whether that's a trade, whether that's a player, I don't know, but they made a lot of...
Take Ashton Jeanty there?
Maybe, whatever, Ashton Jeanty. But then you wouldn't have Travion Henderson, who's going to be the best running back in the world, I've heard.
Fair enough.
But this offensive line was the target to be fixed, both financially and draft-wise, and I don't feel great about it. And they're sitting on $60 million in cap space, and I got to use the same damn argument that I used against Craig Breslow.
Yep.
Craig Breslow, I don't want to hear Joe Ryan didn't get traded. I want to hear Joe Ryan was traded to the Boston Red Sox because the Boston Red Sox overpaid. They had to throw in a pitcher. They had to throw in a whatever to get Joe Ryan. And now Joe Ryan is your number two starter behind Garrett Crochet, and you are a legit World Series contender.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to hold them to that standard, I can't say, well, Ronnie Stanley didn't leave. So make him leave. Whatever you offered, add 25% to it. You're sitting on $60 million of cap space. You have a hopeful offseason. The MVP is the coach. There's a vibe. There's a culture. There's a young quarterback that everybody thinks is the next great superstar. Guess what? It all goes down the crapper. Time now. I got to find my read here. What did I do with it? For circling the drains and league leaders.
Let me also say, while you find that it's not even like you just weren't spending money. You also, in the same offseason, handed out the biggest contract in football to Milton Williams.
Yeah,
so,
but you still have money.
I know.
So you were in the spending mode.
This is to your point. You don't even have the excuse that you were pinching pennies like has been used in past years.
Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. If the Patriots gave a poop,
nailed it,
about Drake May, then there would be better offensive linemen in front of him. That's the part I'm starting to get to.
Yes.
I am concerned as a Drake May fan, as a guy that wanted Drake May, that talked about Drake May as the guy from day one. I'm worried that he is going to be stunted. His growth will be nonlinear, or development, whatever you
I don't know why you keep like looking at me. I didn't say that.
Yeah, but it's your people, your quantitative analysis
people.
Yeah, but
people. That's just talk. I actually give you substance.
We all know that in the NFL, history shows that if you don't go to the playoffs in the first 2 years, you're really not a franchise quarterback. You're not going to be one of the great quarterbacks in the league. He didn't go last year. Drake May needs to go to the playoffs. I don't think it's Drake May that's going to keep them from going to the playoffs. This offensive line is concerning to me. This offensive line could have the season circling the drain. And if they want to be among the league leaders, I don't know how they're going to do it. A lot of quick throws, screens, run plays. You got to take the line out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, it's bizarre because they tried to build their offensive line in two different ways. Like we talked about how, you know, predominantly in free agency that they built on defense. They also added multiple different pieces of varying levels of skill. And then they spent three of their draft picks on offensive linemen, and none of them
got a left tackle whose arms are too short, might not be able to block. You got a center who can't snap, and you got a guy taking reps at left tackle as a young player that you don't want. And then the text line tells us, and I'm going to take the word for it. I love the text line.
No, I saw the same report, though.
Okay.
Yep.
The 860, all reports are Josh Simmons, who you heard about first here on WEEI Afternoons when Mike Giardi randomly said he was like his favorite player in the draft.
That was like the bell of the ball for him.
Very weird.
For sure.
Looks great in KC camp. Campbell pick looks worse if he's a bust. Yeah, if Josh Simmons is a star and Campbell is sort of a bust here, that is going to look even worse because you could have gone a different direction, done it differently. But you could have spent the money. That's what I'll go back to. And I'm going to be consistent. Red Sox, you need to spend your assets to go get Joe Ryan or Mason Miller or some impact guy. Patriots, were you a little too tight with the purse strings? And I don't know if that's a Kraft concern. I don't know if that's an Elliott Wolf concern. I don't know if that's a Mike Vrabel concern or if I blame the collaborative, the word that got very popular at the end of the Bill Belichick era here in New England. But your offensive line does not look markedly better to me.
No.
And if it's not, that could derail any hope this team has. This, forget about our discussion about Christian Gonzalez. It's not great that he's dinged up early.
Right.
But if the line sucks, even Christian Gonzalez playing at an elite level won't matter.
Right.
If your quarterback is under duress, if you can't run the ball because you can't block, and you can't throw the ball because you can't block, guess what you're going to do? Circle the drains and lose a lot of football games.
And have your quarterback on his ass a lot. And it is really that simple, because every offensive headline that we've talked about and spent segments upon segments talking about, oh, Stephon Diggs, is he going to have his head screwed on straight and be able to bounce? Doesn't matter if he can't get the ball because his quarterback doesn't have time. Nope. Is Drake May going to take that, what did he say, huge second-year step that Peter Schrager, him and his objectivity are saying? Doesn't matter, and you won't be able to see it because he won't have time to throw. Travion Henderson, is he your new running back one? Is he going to be an option in the pass game? Certainly probably won't matter, because he won't have any time before he gets his lunch handed to him. So every single element that goes with the Patriots being, again, not a league leader, somewhere between a league leader and circling the drain as an offense, right? You need them to take a step forward, but with the way their defense is built, I don't need you to be dominant on the offensive end. All of that stops short if you can't get any level of protection around Drake.
I will say, we all think they're going to be a good screen team. I saw a nice tight end screen today to Hunter Henry in the red zone. It was well blocked, well timed. He picked up like 8-9 yards, might have busted across the goal line for a touchdown. They should be a good screen team because, A, Josh likes to do it.
Yep.
And, B, you're selling the pass rush on getting after the quarterback. They're going to be getting after the quarterback so much that when you let them go by to run a screen, they're probably going to believe it, that they beat you that easily. So they should be a good screen team. Okay, that's the negativity. I still have concerns about the offensive line. What was also one of my bigger concerns from last week about the defense that I brought back from camp? A certain thing that no one seemed to be talking about that I fixated on more than anybody else.
It wasn't the depth, was it?
It wasn't the depth.
Okay,
the depth is also a
where
concern.
Were you on that?
It's the coaching. Terrell Williams. He was out there.
Yep.
And he was out there in body only, not in contributions, whatever you want to call it. He was just standing in the middle of the field doing nothing. Terrell Williams, like a player would, that I talked about being limited in one practice, took a much larger role today. Terrell Williams was on the field.
Yep.
Terrell Williams called the entire defense together and was in the center of it before he sent him out for 11-on-11 work. And then he had the walkie-talkie, and he was actually calling plays to, I assume, Robert Spillane, the middle linebacker. But he was an active participant, looking like a defensive coordinator.
Good.
Which is good and bad. I've also heard that he has to get carted to the practice field. He has to ride a golf cart. He's, can't walk that far at this point. Different things, whatever. I saw a step forward that leads me to believe, okay, so maybe he will be able to run the defense, because if he doesn't run the defense, I think that's a concern. Even him being a first-time defensive coordinator, he's Vrabel's guy. There's a consistency there. Some of the other guys are young. It's not like offense where you have all these former coordinators, Terrell Brown and Todd Downing and all these guys that if Josh McDaniels missed a game, you got guys that have been there and done
Thomas
that.
Thomas Brown. Yeah.
Defensively, you don't have that. So I think you need Terrell Brown to be out there. No, Terrell Williams. Stop it.
Stop it.
Terrell Williams to be out there and doing his job.
So your expectation is not there's less collaboration between Vrabel. Like, this should be Terrell Williams' defense if things go well for the Patriots.
Yeah, because I think he and Vrabel have been together enough. He's always been Vrabel's defensive line coach. They've been, they preach. And we'll hear in about 15 minutes, we'll hear from my guy, Jack Gibbons, linebacker for the Patriots, new to New England, but not new to Vrabel, was with him in Tennessee. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I get the vibe a little bit from those guys. It's almost like a Bregman vibe from Spillane and Jack Gibbons. Like, they're these, not that they've been around and won as much or all that, but they are culture setters, leaders.
They're pros.
Yes, professionals.
And that is, unfortunately, because of what took place last year, that's the bar.
Yeah, it's notable.
Even if you don't have all the skill in the world and you're not quote-unquote elite, which we've been going back and forth on with a lot of members of this roster, you're at least a pro. You're a workman. You'll set a good tone. You'll be part of the culture and all these other buzzwords that are being thrown our way. So if that becomes the new floor for what it means to be a member of the Patriots, then that is leaps and bounds ahead of what you had.
Yeah. Jelani Tavai, the end of last year and the way things played out there, a lot of things went sideways. Whatever the intentions were, it didn't play out the way they wanted it. Jalen Polk. I know a lot of people think he's gone, that he is not, you know, second-round pick, going to be cut in his second year, hasn't been on the practice field. He was today in pads, caught a touchdown from Drake May, back left corner of the end zone, little corner route back there. So at least showing up, at least, you know, making some plays or play. I might not need the S, but make play.
Yeah, which is similar from last year because normally it was one play at a time.
Yeah.
One play here, one play
there.
And
I'm not saying suddenly like, oh, he just entered the chat or the conversation. I still think he's an odd man out.
I think,
for example, Booty. I started talking to you about Booty. What was Booty doing? He was whooping Christian Gonzalez.
He was.
Jalen Polk's just kind of out there catching the ball. There's a difference between those two things. I'm pretty much ready.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To say it, like, if you tell me it's down to Jalen Polk and Kayshon Booty, I don't even have to think twice. It's Kayshon Booty.
Absolutely. If you're going based on current relationship with your quarterback, which I think is going to be very important, especially if he doesn't have time to grow these relationships because he's under duress all the time. Absolutely. I mean, I'm happy to hear that he has entered at least the consciousness of the Patriots.
He's out there.
He is, but is Matt Collins a lock to make this team?
Yeah.
I was kind of having that thought just about the end of the Patriots wide receiver depth
chart. Glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Because I've been seeing other people out there, and this is no pot shots. I'm going to use Taylor Kyles was one of them. CLNS does a great job.
Yeah.
Impassioned reporter for the Patriots. Very detailed.
Picked 13 wins this year.
He also picked 8 receivers. He didn't include, he did a receiver breakdown on his Twitter.
Yeah.
But didn't include Mac Hollins. He said Mac Hollins will also make the roster, almost like he's considering him a special teamer.
Oh.
Not using sort of a quote-unquote wide receiver spot. But he had, I want to say, either had 6 or 7 wide receivers and Hollins wasn't in the mix.
Oh.
And I think Hollins is a lock.
Okay.
So whether he's your 7th or your 8th, whatever you want to call him, Matt Collins, based on the money he's making,
yep,
the relationship with Josh McDaniels and history with Josh McDaniels,
yeah,
he's a lock to make this team.
Okay, that's kind of where I was leaning more, just with the familiarity of the McDaniels offense,
yeah,
versus a bunch of guys who are learning it at the first time.
Right. But, and culture, yeah, and all that stuff.
But you'll get the reaction of, okay, now I see Polk and maybe Baker, I don't know, getting in the mix in any kind of conversation. So
I
you'll
think
see
Polk's out, Baker's out. And Efton frickin' Chisholm still does nothing for me. I've now watched, whatever, four practices over the last week plus, a padded practice. Efton Chisholm looks to me very much suited for the practice squad. Absolutely want him on my practice squad.
Yeah.
Whatever that number is now, 16 guys on the practice squad. Do I want him on the practice field? Sure. Can he learn the slot position? Sure. Might he be an option in a year or two? Maybe. Don't know, because I haven't been as impressed with his overall ability as everybody else has been. But all these people that are rushing to put Efton Chisholm on... So let's just clarify this if we're doing roster breakdowns.
Okay.
I'm kind of rolling, huh? I told you I was going to have energy coming off a padded practice.
Yeah.
You got to deal with it. You got to rein it in as needed. You got to throw a penalty, whatever.
It hasn't been obtrusive yet.
So when you're doing roster breakdowns and picking players, do the Patriots have one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the NFL?
Yeah, I think they were ranked 31st out of 32nd.
Okay.
Yes.
So they have one of the absolute worst in the NFL.
No question.
And Efton Chisholm, if he even makes the team, is your sixth receiver, we'll say.
Yeah.
So what is, say you cut him to put him on your practice squad. Which of those other teams is lining up to take the cast off from the worst wide receiver room in the NFL? Because if they would do that, you know what I might do? Take that trade. Because the guy they have to cut to pick him up is probably better than your wide receiver. So you'd want that swap out. Efton Chisholm should be on the practice squad.
Yeah.
He's destined to be on the practice squad. All these people that are like forcing him into the roster, it's weird to me. I don't understand
Well, people
it
are buying
no it.
You know this. People are buying into the hype of the fact that he just physically resembles guys who would play that position.
The short,
in the past.
White wide receiver,
yeah,
in the slot.
He is. Like, let's call it what it is. And that is a position that has yielded a lot of success in Josh McDaniels' offense for the Patriots in
Troy Brown also played there.
In years past. Yes, he did. You said the characteristics out loud.
Yes.
And that's what people are looking at without actually, you know, seeing him play football with pads on, which, you know, God forbid we do that two times a day. So, yeah, that's what it is. That's all it is. But, I mean, the difference between Chisholm and Baker and Polk and these guys at the bottom of the depth chart is negligible. At most, you hope a guy can be a special teamer or can be situational or can be just more reliable for Drake to get the ball out quickly. But that's it. You're not talking about, oh, we're cutting a potential 1,000-yard guy. No, it's how do you fit in certain situations to round out our wide receiver room? And the difference to me with all those guys just isn't that big. Is not that big.
Felt like a shot at me. The kicker situation. Yes, Stiz, go ahead.
Well, just quickly, I wanted to let you know kind of the sentiment in the Twitch chat is, quote, one day of padded practice and Hart's ready to name starters.
Well, I think Mike Vrabel could probably name about 3/4 of his starters right now if you wanted him to. And the snarky people in the Twitch chat could, too. We all know who's going to start. If Christian Barmore's healthy, he's not. He's not practicing with the full team defense. He's on the side field. Add that note in there to your $190 million worth of defensive tackles that aren't top 10 in the league. But yeah, like, could I name most starters? Sure, I could name most starters. And should we not talk about
it?
And
I can
Twitch
do it
chat?
In record time.
Who was the name in the Twitch chat? Give me the name. What's the name out there? I want
oh,
names.
Oh, my guy,
with this.
Monty Mack.
Oh, he hates me.
Yeah,
Monty Mack,
yeah,
hates me.
You
well,
and
he hates
Monty
everything.
Have a strained relationship.
No, he kind of hates everything. And then when I say he hates me, he'll respond, no, I don't mind you, Hart, or I like you, Hart, something like that.
So but, do you want to update your win-loss, or do you want to do that later?
We'll do that a little bit later, because I have lots of notes from practice. We got to get to the kicking situation, which I thought took an interesting turn today. I'm not sure it's a big deal or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think when I tell you the details of what transpired with the kickers today, I think you'll find it interesting. I will update my win-loss total. Dan Ball will update his win-loss total as well. But up next, we're going to talk to new Patriots linebacker Jack Gibbons.
Yeah.
Dr. Gibby is in the house. I had the chance to speak with him one-on-one. Surprise, if you watch on Twitch and on video, he is significantly taller than I am. But a nice fellow, nice chat with Jack Gibbons up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox completed the series victory over the Dodgers with a 4-3 win yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park. Brendan Bernardino with the win in relief, and Jordan Hicks recorded the final five outs to pick up the save. Boston is now 4-5 since the All-Star break. They begin their final series before the trade deadline tonight in Minnesota against the Twins. First pitch is at 7:40. Richard Fitz will start against Simeon Woods Richardson. Here is your lineup for the Sox tonight. Roman Anthony leads off in left, and it's Alex Bregman at third. Jaron Duran is in center hitting third with Trevor Story at short. Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Carlos Narvaez as your catcher. Willy Abreu in right. Seidon Rafaela once again at second. And Abraham Toro is at first, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:40. And Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The MLB trade deadline is on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Braves acquired veteran starting pitcher Eric Fetty from the Cardinals for a player to be named later or cash. Right-hander Seth Lugo and the Royals are finalizing a two-year, $46 million contract extension, taking one of the best potential trade candidates off the market. And the Twins have dealt a pitcher. The Tigers have acquired right-handed pitcher Chris Paddock from the Twins in exchange for a minor leaguer. And from around the league, Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB's sports betting investigation. Clase is the second Guardians pitcher on leave tied to the investigation, joining right-hander Luis Ortiz. Clase's leave is through August 31st, MLB said in a statement. And finally, the Patriots completed their fifth day of training camp earlier today. Drake May went 5-6 with a touchdown. The Pats return to the practice field tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.